You're listening to SBS News.
In some ways, 19-year-old Asma Naimullah considers herself one of the lucky ones. A member of the Rohingya community in Australia, she is the first person in her family to attend university. But the path to getting there and staying there is not easy.
It's very hard because my future is still very uncertain. Like, what if I do fail this course? I will lose my scholarship. Or what if I'm really sick and I won't be able to go to uni for a day or like multiple days? What will happen then? Because we are in a very unique situation where there's not that many of us. Universities don't really have that many students who are on those visas and like who are in this situation as well. So it's like basically still living in a limbo.
She was not successful the first time around in applying for a university scholarship, resulting in a missed year of education, which was not her choice.
People think like I took a gap year on purpose, but I did not have a choice. Felt like I was pretty behind. People don't think it's a big deal. You know, you could try again next year, but then it's not that common to actually like get it in the second year. Like if you missed the first year, you can try again in the second year. Isn't it always like that? Because I know like some of my friends who are also Rohingyan and who graduated like years before me are still haven't been able to like get into university because, you know, the visa is just on the same visa.
She's one of 19,000 asylum seeker boat arrivals who have been on a temporary protection visa or a safe haven enterprise visa for up to a decade. The visa status restricts the ability to work, travel overseas and study, including access to government fee help while studying at university or TAFE. That's affected the household income for her parents and herself, and also for others in a similar situation.
You know, students who are not international students, but they are placed as seen as international students who are actually, in fact, like refugees and asylum seekers. And, you know, most of them are always lucky to have that opportunity to even just go to university most of the time. And I have so many, like, you know, few people in my community, young people, younger than me and older than me, who still haven't been able to, like, you know, go to uni or are, like, very scared at the moment doing the HSC. You know, their future is very, like, you know, uncertain.
Due to their visa status, the Year 12 students would need to pay upfront international student fees to access tertiary education. It's money that's not available in the low socioeconomic household where parents are limited by the temporary visas in finding more secure work. Mark Goodcamp, spokesperson for Teachers for Refugees, says it's an unacceptable situation.
They're about to do their HSC in a couple of weeks. This is stressful enough for any student. But for ones that are unsure about their future, they've been given a promise, they could apply as a permanent resident, but the University Admission Centre is saying we can't change your status until the policy changes. So our message to Labor is hurry up, get on with it, and transfer these kids so that they can be slightly less stressed when they sit their exams in a couple of weeks.
Immigration Minister Andrew Giles has pledged the government will keep its promise to grant permanent visas to people on temporary protection visas, but has not yet outlined a timetable for when this will happen. Meanwhile, the students are having to compete for a handful of equity scholarships offered by tertiary education providers. Dr. Sally Baker is co-chair of a network of academics and students called the Refugee Education Special Interest Group, which is working to improve access to tertiary education for refugees and asylum seekers. She says it's concerning to see the life trajectory of these young people significantly changed for the worse.
We'll be calling for universities to maintain and, in fact, increase their scholarship provision for those people who will remain locked out of higher education opportunities for the longer term. So it's really important that Labor make good on that promise to move people on temporary protection into permanent protection so that we can give those people a chance to invest in their futures and to take the study pathways that they might want to take.
After her own research and persistence, Asma secured a four-year full waiver scholarship at the University of Technology, Sydney, where she's taking a bridging course to transition to studying a science degree. She has aspirations to be a doctor, but says the scholarship would not cover the length of time required to complete the full training. So she has to find another way of achieving that dream.
You know, just like the sad reality of a lot of people of colour are less likely to go to the doctors because they face racism there, lack of communication and, you know, understanding and patience. So, like, I want to, like, you know, change that, especially for my community because there's not enough doctors who are, like, you know, Rohingyan, who are, like, you know, understands, like, our needs and wants and, you know, all these challenges that our community faces.
Having arrived in Australia as a 9-year-old with no English language skills and no formal schooling, she says being the first in her family to complete Year 12 and now enter university is an absolute honour, something she wants her peers to also experience.
For me, like, as a Rohingya person, you know, the main cause of our suffering is, like, being stripped away from our identity back home. Or, like, they took away our documents proving that we're Rohingyan, we're born here. And people are saying, you don't have this, you don't have that, after they took it away. So for us, it's like education is another way to prove that we exist.
Biwa Kwan, SBS News.